Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of FS Talks, the podcast that brings you the latest news and chats with industry leaders every week on Friday mornings. Today's podcast is hosted by myself, Phil Creed. I am co-founder and director of FSCom, which is a boutique regulatory advisory firm to the financial services industry. Today, I am delighted to be joined by Julian Wells. Julian is Director of Financial Services and FinTech at Strategy Consultants Whitecap Consulting, and is also Director of FinTech North and FinTech West. This is the first in a series of podcasts which will be highlighting different regions across the national network, which includes FinTech Scotland, Wales, and my own Northern Ireland. Without further ado, good morning, Julian. How are you?
Morning, Phil. I'm good, thank you. I'm good.
How are you getting on with the new world?
I guess like everyone else, I'm trying to find the balance between working at home, living at home, balancing having a young family with everything else, and trying to stay sane and do a bit of exercise in between everything.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Listen, thanks very much for joining me today. For those of you who don't know you, could you introduce yourself in a bit more detail, in particular, like your background and also Whitecap Consulting and your role there?
Yeah, no problem. So I'm a director at Whitecap Consulting. Whitecap is a independent strategy consulting firm. Was established in 2012. And is distinct in the fact that it's a regionally focused business. So most of the strategy consultancies that you'll find, certainly in England, are London-based. But we were founded in the regions, and our focus is on the regions and the regional economy. Today we have six offices. Leeds is where I'm based. That's headquarters. We're also in Manchester, Newcastle, Birmingham, Bristol, and Milton Keynes. We work across multiple sectors, so we're not just FS and we're not just FinTech, but my own focus is exclusively on the financial sector, and I spend a lot of time on FinTech. Because the work we do is strategy focused and it's looking at the future and where things are going, working in the FS sector, we were in FinTech related projects from an early stage in our development as a business. And obviously during the 8 years that Whitecap's been trading, FinTech's grown and grown and grown, and so is our interest in it and our involvement. My own background is the financial sector, mainly lending, and especially in the mortgage industry. So I worked in a mortgage lending business, and then I worked for an outsourced servicing provider to the mortgage market. And then came into consulting around about 2008, and have been in it ever since. So
the financial crisis hit, you turned to consulting.
Yeah, well, I was working in before I came into the lending market during the e-commerce boom. I was working in a management consulting company, and so I kind of saw the dot-com boom and bust through a management consultancy. And I was in the mortgage industry for the financial crisis. Now obviously we're in another one of those moments. So yeah, everyone remembers what they were doing when these things hit, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You know, it's hard not to remember what you're doing right now, because pretty much you're at home all day long.
Yeah.
Listen, Julian is also, like, apart from the Whitecap stuff, and I know I'm part of the Northern Ireland FinTech Association, but Julian is Director of FinTech North and FinTech West, which is both part of the national network, which is supported by Innovate Finance. I wonder if you could give us a bit more of a flavour on FinTech North and FinTech West, and sort of, I know you're instrumental in starting those, which are probably the oldest sort of associations regionally out there. So how did they start, and what sort of activities do you guys do?
Happy to talk it through. So FinTech North has been around since 2016. It is the oldest of the defined regional FinTech ecosystems in the UK. it came about as a collaboration between Whitecap, as a consultancy that had an active interest in fintech, and one of our clients at the time, which was a fintech company called White Label Crowdfunding, which provides software to crowdfunding businesses. We were spending a lot of time traveling down to London from Leeds to attend interesting events, and we kind of noticed that fintech was getting bigger, but everything was still in London, and we thought it would be good to start hosting some events in the north. So during Leeds Digital Festival, we decided to host a one-day seminar, and a couple of hundred people came to that. We gave it the name Fintech North. We nearly called it Fintech Leeds. In hindsight, that would have been a really big mistake. We called it Fintech North in case that made it appeal to a wider group than just the local guys in Leeds. And I think as time went on, people got behind the idea that we could have a Fintech North community, we could have more events. The events started to become more frequent. So it went from one a year to being more often than that. Since 2016, we've now hosted 54, or might be 55 actually, events. So it's really gathered momentum. We've had over 4,000 people come to those events, and we cover a wide range of topics. It's very inclusive. It's really, we try to put on events that would interest anyone who's got an interest in fintech, whether that's an early stage interest or whether they're a real expert in fintech. And the speakers and the venues that we use try to reflect that kind of inclusive and desire to have a bit of variety in what we talk about. So we try not to use the same venues too much. We do events around Leeds, Manchester, the northeast, up in Newcastle, and also in Liverpool, and a few other locations around there too. And it's just gathered. It's a separate entity. It's not Whitecap. It's Fintech North. It stands on its own two feet. It's not centrally supported or funded. It basically needs sponsorship to keep running, and so it relies on the community to make it tick over. And people are very supportive, and we've helped a lot of fintech startups to get exposure, to build networks and relationships. But we've also helped a lot of established companies to meet new people as well. But ultimately, it's event based. And Fintech West is a newer version of the same kind of thing, really.
Is that because Whitecap you've obviously got regional offices, so have you got an office sort of in the West that was seeing the similar sort of opportunities?
Yes, so we have a Bristol office. There was something in Bristol called Bristol Fintech before Fintech West, and that had been started as an events-based networking group for people interested in fintech. We were invited to sort of, I guess, almost take on that entity and try and grow it and try and make it a bit more, a bit more recognized in the way that Fintech North has been, but working with a lot of the people who were always involved in it. So Fintech West has been going nearly 18 months now. And in that time, I think has probably done 7 or 8 events. The thing with both of the, it works on exactly the same basis, so I won't go through everything again, but I think the thing with both of these groups is that they have provided a focal point in the regions that we operate in that brings people together with an interest in fintech. And although they are kind of events based in the way they operate, what's happened is they've evolved into almost like representative bodies in quite an informal way.
Where it's like communities.
People feed in opinion to Fintech North and Fintech West. People make us aware of things that are problems or opportunities. People tell us their news. People ask us to share things through those networks. And that's good within the regions, but then that also is very helpful in terms of the national picture, because we're then able to pass on that feedback and that news up the line, and so it then becomes national insight as well. And that's where we, you know, that's where we met you guys, really. The FinTech Northern Ireland team was through the sort of the growing relationship that's developing, which is a really healthy development between all the different regional FinTech ecosystems, and, you know, FinTech North, FinTech West. Innovate Finance is the kind of the national representative organization for FinTech. They're based in London. FinTech Scotland, FinTech Wales, FinTech Northern Ireland. You know, it'd be a crying shame if we were all off doing things without.
Well, that's kind of how it was, right? It's like we're all kind of doing our own thing and not really talking to each other. And Julian, a lot mind me saying, but was instrumental in sort of pulling us all together into the first symposium, which I went to, which is hosted by FinTech Scotland, which the general vibe was collaboration, right? It was like, you know, and also with London, this is not a, you know, let's pull FinTech out of London. It's you know, how do we support FinTech on a national basis, and who has skills where, which has been brilliant. I wonder if I could just take you back just a little bit, Julian, in like, a lot of our audience will be based in London, and I wonder whether it'd be good to explain and give a little bit of insight as to what opportunities are there for fintechs not setting up in London and choosing somewhere like Manchester or Leeds, which are obviously massive cities in their own right. Could you expand a wee bit on that?
Yeah, so I guess the fintech sector in the UK has been created out of a London base. It's dominated by London. The vast majority of fintech firms are in London. Pretty much all of the fintech accelerators and incubators are in London, and the vast majority of the funding is deployed through London. So it's it's a global hub. But I think what we've seen happening over the last 18 months is that there's a growing recognition that there's also a national fintech sector, and that national fintech sector is important as fintech continues to mature and to grow. And although if you look outside London, you don't find quite so many fintech startups and fintech entrepreneurs, and you don't find as many investors with fintech experience either. What you do find is an environment that firms could really thrive and develop well in. And if you look around the major cities in the UK, and you mentioned Leeds and Manchester, there's Birmingham, there's Bristol, there's Newcastle, there's Durham as well, and obviously there's Belfast too, and Derry. These places all have skill bases. They all have particular characteristics which can be quite complementary to fintech, and so there can be environments that people can grow fintech businesses quite effectively. I think the challenge has always been London or the regions, what's best, and in London you've got the argument that you've got access to a market, you've got access to expertise, and you've got access to investors. The regional argument would be based more on being able to operate in a more cost efficient manner, being a sort of a big fish in a small pond. Not sure big fish in a small pond is the right word, but being one of a fewer number of fintech businesses can be quite good for your profile, can get you more support from the regional community. I think one of the things that's going to be really interesting coming out of the current situation is how much location really matters, because what we're all finding is we're spending a lot of time each day talking to people in a video format.
Yeah,
which has become so much more commonplace. I was never really a fan of video meetings, I have to say. I was much preferred to do things on the phone, but it's really you can have quite an engaging conversation with someone when you're face to face. It doesn't matter where people are. You know, similar with events, I hosted a webinar this morning, and it was a FinTech North webinar. It was a FinTech North webinar, but there were people dialing in from all over the UK. And so I think what we'll see is that that it's possible that the regional boundaries get lessened, because people will be able to sort of engage with investors or anyone else they need to from wherever they are, and it really won't matter so much. So
it's funny, I was speaking to a venture capital chap a week or two ago, and he said exactly that. He was like, deals that were taking 4 or 5 6 2 months are now, you can have these, that because of the timetabling of meetings that you need to have, these meetings are just getting shrunk down to getting done in 2 weeks. And it's all about, because it's virtual, and you know, your time, you've got no time wasted in commuting or traveling or whatever. I do agree with you. I think, you know, this, what we're going through right now has changed the way everyone works. I suppose the test of time will be, will we just go back to the way things were, or will we actually change? I think we all think we're going to change to a certain extent, but to how much, right? That's going to be. But it does have the potential just to level the playing field across the country. If you've got the skills and the talent, then there's no reason why not, right? What funding options are there for people going to Manchester, Leeds? Is there VC firms? Is there angel networks? What about, do you see a lot of like your clients fundraising on crowdfunding, or how's that work?
Yeah, I think the funding landscape in the regions is different. And it's different in every city and location. So there is always a degree of regional funding that's available, either through regional funds or initiatives, regional angel networks. Sometimes it's European funding as well. So everywhere's a little bit different. The fintech firms in the regions where we have locations tend to raise through regional investors, certainly up until 5 million investment or even 10 million investment levels. When I think of all the deals that I could sort of name off the top of my head, they're done on a local basis, so the funding doesn't tend to come from London at that level. There is some use of crowdfunding. Definitely, there's been, you know, there's a new bank in Manchester called BNorth. They use crowdfunding to get some of their funding. Honsho, which is an insurtech up in Durham, they've used crowdfunding, and they've also used some regional funding as well.
What about Adam Bank? They're based in Newcastle, right?
Yeah, well, they're a bit different. So, they've raised 450 million now.
Anthemis were one of their investors, weren't they? They're a wee bit different. Yeah,
they've got some real institutional level investors, but you know what, they're a great success story because they're in Durham, and you know, it's not, before they were there, it wasn't known as a banking hub. It certainly wasn't known as a fintech hub, and they decided to build a bank there, and they've raised a load of money, and they've had a load of people as well, And they're making a success of it, and they're widely accepted that they're going to go on to become a unicorn. So it just shows what can be done if you want to. That location doesn't need to be a boundary, and that there are other factors that are more the drivers of the success or otherwise of the business.
I wonder if I could push you towards sort of like the FinTech National Network. And because I know, again, from my involvement with the Northern Ireland Association, how much you were involved there. But I wondered if you could explain how that all came about, and maybe just explain a little bit to our audience what it is, because they may not have heard of it before or whatever, you know.
Well, the FinTech National Network was created in April 2019. It was created by Innovate Finance, and it was announced during UK FinTech Week, which was kind of this time last year. UK FinTech Week last week was more of a face-to-face get-together in London. It was created in recognition of the fact that that the national fintech sector needed to be recognized and needed to be brought together. Innovate Finance created it in partnership with Fintech North and Fintech Scotland, and they were the kind of the three founders. But quite quickly after that, Fintech Northern Ireland, Fintech Wales and Fintech West all joined. And so that all happened within, I think, within a 2 or 3 month period. I'm sure you were there at the first meeting we had in Manchester.
Yeah, I was.
Those people, a lot of those people knew each other already, but this kind of formalized things and started a communications mechanism that now sort of, it was taking place every 3 months via meetings. At the moment, we have a weekly call between all the regional networks, which is a good way to keep up to date with who's doing what about the COVID situation, what feedback has everyone got on the government initiatives. And we use that as a way to feed into Innovate Finance, who then lobby for change and government support. I think it's so in the first instance, it's provided a way that we all talk to each other, which is great. It's built some relationships and made them, develop some relationships. I think where it's going is we have a more joined up view of what's happening and what's needed to happen around the UK. We've been talking about things like, strategy and objectives and the way that we could all try to align our efforts against some core goals. And obviously each of the regions does have its own particular plans and goals and wants to grow, grow its own ecosystem. But maybe there's some overall national frameworks that we can work towards. And I hope that one of the things that we'll do is start to get to some common language around data and measurement of the sector, because that's one of the things that's really challenging. And if we could all at a regional level kind of look at things through a similar lens and try and track some of the same metrics, then that, I think that would be really, really healthy for the national scene.
Absolutely. Like anyone who hasn't seen, but Whitecap, you did most of the work on the regional paper for the North, and you've done a few others. And I know, like, where you bar COVID-19, we're looking to go ahead in Northern Ireland as well, but they've done a fascinating paper on strengths, who the players are, how to get investment, all this sort of stuff, which I would recommend. And maybe I could share, putting this out, Julian, if you don't mind, for people who are interested. It really is a fantastic paper. If we can get that across the regions and nationally, it's a really powerful thing to do. It also allows us to track progress, right? It allows us to see this time next year and in 5 years, look back and go, well, this is where we were and this is where we are now, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I think we've developed a suite of reports now. We've done five regions of them. They're all in England so far, but we, as you say, we're going to be doing a report on Northern Ireland when the environment permits us to. But the challenge that the regional team faced was that no one could describe it and no one could measure it, and that made it really hard for not just for the people in the regions to sell themselves, but it made it hard for anyone in London to articulate what was happening elsewhere and to understand it. And so what we've tried to do is to develop a standard approach to evaluating fintech ecosystems, and then we've kind of conducted that work in different regions, and it means that we get a view. You can put these reports side by side and they're all the same format. They've all got the same, they use the same measurements, they use the same data pools, and so you can properly see how things look. And we're really proud of those reports. They've taken a lot of hard work, but they've given a benchmark, and anyone can use that benchmark, and anyone can go and build on it, and anyone can see an issue that the reports have flagged and can say, right, let's go and create more, better flow of talent because that's what's needed, or let's raise awareness of funding options that are available, or let's build better processes within our accelerators and hubs. And anyone can take on those challenges that's got the skills to do it.
Yeah, they are great. Finally, just one last question for me. Have you been involved in much in the fintech week with Innovative Finance? Like, I feel really sorry for them because it was supposed to be basically a global conference where people were flying in, and they changed it to sort of a virtual conference over a couple of weeks. How's it all been, and what's your experience of it been?
Well, I think the guys at Innovate Finance have done an absolutely brilliant job in kind of pivoting the whole UK FinTech Week from a physical events-based program into a virtual program. The easy thing to do would have just been to say, let's cancel it or postpone it. When I say it would be, obviously they had a lot of considerations with things like sponsors and supporters, but they changed it all. It's gone fantastically well. I think the engagement levels have been unbelievable. I think from a previous setup, which meant about 2,000 people were involved in FinTech Week last year, I believe they had 10,000 or so registrations for the events over the course of the period of UK FinTech Week, which is fantastic to hear. I have to say, personally, I haven't been able to get to as many events as I would have liked to. That's purely down to the fact that a large chunk of my day is spent homeschooling my kids at the moment. I've listened to some webinars. There's several that I want to go back to. I listened to the Northern Ireland one yesterday that Andrew Jenkins hosted. I thought that was fantastic. It was really great to hear the story there. We hosted one ourselves last Friday on regional fintech ecosystems, the link that I'll give you that you can circulate, so anyone who's interested will include an audio recording of that one. I chaired a webinar on vulnerability as well. It's been great to see so much narrative on social media, and great to see everyone getting behind the FinTech Week in its new format. So, and I wonder what it'll look like in future. I had this chat with Innovate Finance the other day. You know, it's been so successful, the virtual format, that they...
Why would you change it?
Well, I probably have to sort of think about what is the best way to do it moving forward, and what's the right mixture of face-to-face and virtual. So,
yeah.
Been good.
Listen, Julian, I can't thank you enough for joining me today. I think, you know, everyone will find it fascinating to hear not just about Whitecap but your role in FinTech Northwest and the Innovate Finance stuff. If you'd like to find anything more on Whitecap, FinTech Northwest, Innovate Finance, I'll share the website details and I'll share a link to Julian on LinkedIn, who I'm sure will be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Hopefully Julian says yes. Next week on the show, we're going to continue with our regional FinTech. We're hoping to get Stephen Ingledew on from FinTech Scotland. But next week on this show, we're joined by the new managing director of Anthemis. Anthemis are one of the top five VC firms in Europe for FinTech investment. And we have a number of mutual clients, which is great. The chap is called Mark Dowd. He's a serial entrepreneur. We're going to talk to him about his new role with Anthemis and how he sees the VC marketplace during and post COVID-19. So hopefully see you all next week, and tune in again. Thanks very much for your time, mate.
Thanks, Phil. See you soon. Cheers.